comments. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Legault.
Thank you, colleagues. I have the following proposal. We truly have tried, indeed, to list the experts who participated in the group, and in this group particularly, and whose positions were presented yesterday and the day before that. It seems to me that based on those decisions that we've discussed, including yesterday, and we'll probably move forward on that now, where we proposed continuing the discussion within the framework of two international organizations, that is to request the two international organizations to continue the discussion. Perhaps there will be some additional decisions also. And so I personally am a little perplexed because we tried here to reflect that. If our colleague from the European Commission considers it necessary to lay this out, in a formula that mentions the majority, then it seems to me that here we could even compare the volumes of freight in each country, which is the biggest zone in terms of throughput of freight. The OSJD, let's look at Latvia, Russia, and Poland, for example. So the OSJD zone is one thing, and then all other states are in the OTIF zone. In the OSJD zone, you have a fairly low level of representation. We're grateful to the representatives of Latvia for taking part in the work. In the OSJD zone, as far as I understand, that will form somewhat later on the basis of the decisions that we managed to formulate here. So I would say that looking at the number of those present at the meeting, we could talk about it in that way, but then we can't talk about the majority of the experts in principle, because we have a completely open group. Any state can participate, and they have been invited and urged to do so. So it seems to me, colleagues, that we're trying to lay out and establish the positions of the countries as stated, and I think that we've been doing that as accurately and correctly as possible. Germany, you have the floor.